Okay, hello everyone and welcome to my podcast. I will be starting, this is the first episode of me explaining completely random stuff that I think of off the top of my head. So today we'll be talking about self-driving trucks. Now, my opinion on self-driving trucks is going to be different from everyone else's because everyone has their own opinions, but my opinion is mostly because majority of my family are truck drivers. Which then means if they mobilize, or not mobilize, but automate the truck driving aspect of the job, then they don't really need drivers anymore, which sort of just means that they're now pretty much just not working anymore. And so there'll be different things that you probably need. They're probably going to get GPSs and a whole bunch of different stuff, multiple cameras, sensors, live map at a location where they can access everything, just maybe even some sort of mobile app for the drivers, but for the managers and stuff to work and look at. And there's just completely multiple variables of how to properly create that. Plus then everything that you then need for the trailers. And the trailers on the trucks will then have the same cameras, sensors, it's just very complicated for that to work. And so one of the ways for it to properly work is you're going to need it to pretty much make a Tesla model, so like the whole self-driving thing that is, and then pretty much just up the scale and put it into a diesel truck. And well, one of the places where I'm guessing will be the main places where it'll start is probably in Europe. Now, if you don't know, the European trucks are much different than our trucks here in North America. Because our trucks are big, they have this nose piece where the engine sits, and they're just big and noisy and trucks. And in Europe, they have these nice, they're still pretty big. Some are bigger than others, but they're just no cab at all. They're a cab, but just they don't have a front nose piece, so they're pretty much... They're pretty much what, well, it's kind of hard to describe what it is, but pretty much it just looks like a truck that just doesn't, it's like you saw the front half of a truck off of our trucks in America. But if you're from Europe and you have a better way to describe it than what I just described it as, then please just tell me, just so I can know a better way to describe it. Because if I'm going to be talking about trucks anymore, I'm going to need a proper way to describe the European trucks, because I'll be most likely comparing them in the times I talk about trucks. But yeah, so back to our first plan of self-driving trucks. Now, if you have a truck, it has multiple programs and stuff for the truck to drive by itself, but it will probably need a driver. But if they're going to fully automate it, where you click a button and it does it, then that's not going to happen anytime soon. But if they're just going to have like a pilot, we'll say a pilot is autopiloting a car like an airplane. You hit a button, select the course, and let it go. And then if you do that, then there you go. It's car driving with a driver who's pretty much watching all the gauges to make sure everything works. But that's the early stage of this. But if they want a completely different type of stage of it, then they'll need to get what would then be just fully automate the car, pretty much like some trains. This go completely automatic and they're all viewed by cameras on the train, sensors, GPS, live maps, and everything. And for that to actually work would be pretty hard. For the proper way of this to say this is that they're pretty much going to have a whole pretty much mission control but for transportation and trucks. And well, yeah, and for that, so in different cases there's going to be cameras, sensors, and a whole bunch of other stuff like I said before. But the whole difference is that the placement of the cameras can depend. You're probably going to have your sensors in all the four corners of your car. You're then going to need cameras, probably one in the front, like a dash cam. Then you'll need about two in the back, sort of, two in the, depending on what you're doing. If you might have a one on the roof or the back, and then one near the bottom where the fifth wheel is in the back. And then you could probably have four, two on each side, one facing the front, one facing the back for blind spots, if you're watching the truck. Now, another thing that I'm thinking that might work is if you sort of turn it into a simulation and you're pretty much, you're in a simulation, so like a flight full motion simulator, except you have an air rise seat and everything and it moves like it's a truck. And if you have that and then synchronize the two and control it like that, then you technically still have the driver aspect of it, but there's no driver in the truck, and you pretty much have a human potentially fully controlling it. But one of the downsides of having that is, what if program fails and it just doesn't work at all? Then you'll need a whole team to recover the truck and just a whole bunch of safety stuff that goes off. So there's just a whole bunch of different stuff that is needed for that to properly work. One of the things is, if you're going to go fully automatic for it, you're just no driver at all, just you walk in, you set the course, and you start, then they'll need a whole bunch of different stuff just for that to properly work as one thing. And one of the things for that would have to be a live map showing where all of your trucks are and which truck's going where, and then different colored lines on it showing where that truck's supposed to go and where it's going. One of the things that could help with that could be your whole pretty much... probably you'll have to put some sort of internet connection or Wi-Fi on your truck. Like a Wi-Fi modem, or however they get the Wi-Fi in cars, they'll need to do that on trucks. Just so that the computers in the trucks always pretty much transmit the certain information that it'll need for it to actually work properly. But if it's one of the things where one thing goes out and then it just goes into a whole spiral of other things go out, and then it's probably just going to need to have a whole bunch of backup systems that go off. Like if the engine light turns on, it'll just have to do a full self-scan and say, this is what's wrong, can we do this or not? And then set off an emergency, which goes to my next thing, which is a mobile app, which would then be easier if you're running automatic truck. You could have different truck depot stations where the trucks will go on and take break, fuel up and stuff, and certified for those trucks only. Every couple of kilometers, or if you're American, miles. And then sort of just go up, go straight, and you sort of just go around and drive the truck. Truck goes, hey, let's see, my engine's not working so much anymore. So they could do an emergency pullover where they pretty much just automatically pull over to the side of the road. And then hazard lights on, parking brake on, and then broadcasts the signal going to one of the stations on the mobile devices, GPS. It goes, hey, this crew here is closest, so we'll send the notification to the people here via mobile app. And then they just go, hey, yep, we'll get a tow truck there to pretty much pick it up from the place and pretty much tow it to the services areas that will be there. And then the case, like, hey, I have a flat tire now. How far can I make it? And then it will direct it to the closest station that it can go to, and then it'll be serviced and then let off again. Which would then make kind of sense, because then you're not just going to have a truck stranded there with no one in it for days until a crew can get out there and do that. And then another one of the things that I was thinking of is the trailers. If you have your trucks and then trailers, you're probably going to need certain type of trailers just so you can properly have everything work, because if you need rear view camera, you can't actually see the whole thing with bird's eye view because of the trailer. So you need another bird's eye view camera, and then a rear view camera, and then just a whole driving thing. But then one of the things is, how are you supposed to back the tractor trailer back into a stall or loading zone and properly back it in perfectly, where then the people can load it without it having to have someone hop in and do it to pretty much automate the whole system of doing it. And you'll just need a whole program and just do a whole drive line. Well, not exactly. It's like a whole driving plan, I'm going to use a term there. It's just a plan where you back this way, and then at about the sensors go off here, you then start to turn this way. And then if that then works, then you'll probably just do that. But another one of the things that could maybe go wrong is, what if it gets into a whole bunch of different stuff and just multiple things could just go wrong at any sort of time? So for automating trucks, just to automate it completely is just really hard. And just to completely automate the whole thing is going to take more time than most people think that it will take. And, well, if you want to automate some sort of transportation type thing, well, probably start with something like a train. It's already on a rail, so it doesn't really have a chance of derailing. And then after that, you can probably go into some buses, or maybe a tram in some cases, because it's on a rail and it just works. And then you can go up to trucks once you're done, because buses are a little easier. You have a driving path, you drive the path. It goes off at here, it stops here. But then you'll need a whole bunch of things, so you have to get a mobile app for the buses, which can then make the buses where the buses will go, hey, this person has signed up on this app saying, hey, I'm at this station and I want to get on this bus. So then the bus will go and the system will go, hey, this is the station or stop, and there's this many people who want to get on. So they'll get on and then have that. And they'll just have sort of like a marshal or person there who's pretty much like a worker or something. And they're sort of just there to check the tickets and everything. And then from that, you could then go way past that. Then the whole bus thing, it stops at this station, done. And then it just does everything that it would need to do. Another hard thing would be, is exact same for trains, where, hey, but trains are more stopping at a certain amount of time at certain stations, which sort of then means you're forced to do that, and then a door opens, clicks the door close button, and just all of that happens, which is a little harder to do, just because of the whole time limit that you have there. And then, yeah, one of the things, you'll do the whole live map and stuff for the trains and buses, as of the trucks, and then you'll just sort of have to go through all of that is there. One of the things that would be a little harder to do is just make it so it runs so smoothly that they're pretty much going to need a separate lane completely, just so that it's safe enough to do the full automated, for safe for the drivers out there. Because if it's just a fully automated truck driving straight, just nothing, just driving, then it's going to be kind of, well, not as hard, but potentially unsafe. Because what if you're transporting a hazardous load, like gasoline or something else that could be explosive, flammable, or anything, maybe even biohazardous or radioactive or anything, then what if a car hits it, or one of the systems fail in the middle of the highway, and a car hits it, and the same thing like I said before, a car hits it, but yeah. But what if that happens? Then you would be sort of stuck, and then there would be potentially dangerous material all over the highway, shutting it down for days, weeks. It's just too complicated for that. And the safety just for that would be too hard to properly do, which then means they will need to build a completely separate lane, or in other cases, roads, just so they can operate that safely for it to be automated. And then it's just so much harder. Plus, if you find a way to get everything to work, there's still a whole bunch of stuff that you need to look at for the truck to see if everything's working, like air pressure for the brakes and a whole bunch of water temperature, air temperature probably, just a whole bunch of different stuff you're looking at. Which then means you could then possibly, something fails, truck might not exactly notice it in time of a light turning on, and then light turns on, computer notices the light turns on, then it scans and see what the light's on for, and then it's just too complicated for that to work accurately at what we are doing at the time that we are now. Maybe a couple of years, yes, but exactly at this moment, if they walk up and say, hey, we just got this self-driving truck here, we're going to sell it to every single big trucking department to see if they could to test it out, see if they like it or not. If I had a say to any of that, I would say wait a couple of years before you buy this, all the trucking companies out there. And one of the things would make sense. Like, there's a couple of things that safety features that you can put on certain trucks. Like, there's certain trucks that have lane departure systems and all of that. There's some trucks that have braking warnings and just a whole bunch of different stuff like that. But one of the most important things that it would need is just a whole bunch of different safety. Because safety is most important in some businesses and stuff, like transportation of goods and people. You need to do it safely so you don't break, potentially kill, or harm anyone or anything that you're transporting. Which then sort of brings you to the conclusion where if you want to get a self-driving truck for your transportation company for goods, I recommend you do lots of research on whether to get one or not when they come out. Because it all depends on when, not how or why. It's just when they come out. Because if they come out, then you'll see if everything works. You'll go through a whole testing phase to see if that's what you want. And then after that, you can sort of just go, hey, you know what, I really do want this, and then purchase it for your fleet. But then you'll have to go through a whole bunch of training for your fleet to understand how it actually works. And for the whole how it actually works thing is just going to get too complicated. And then you'll be sort of just go through the training, and that could take months or years for your people to train. And to make that just easier or harder, depending on the case, you'll then have to get certain mechanics who need to be trained for the systems, and then just certain programmers to program your whole mapping system, your whole mobile apps, like I said before, and just everything. But then you'll need more construction for the lanes that I talked about, the different lanes for the trucks and buses and stuff. But then you have the depots, which is in the middle of the highway, which are only for that, which then means you need to construct them and just power them and just have everything that is working for that is just too complicated for anything or anyone could really just go into just instantly and go, hey, let's build a self-driving truck. See how far we get and see if it works. So, yeah, and it's just going to be way too complicated just for someone to go and say, I just built a self-driving truck. Who wants to buy it? It would just take too much things for you to do. Like, you just need everything that you really need for it to work. It would just take too much time, cost who knows how much money. But yeah, plus, well, there's some good sides, like brings up some high jobs for people, takes away some jobs, like the drivers themselves, it takes away partially. But then you can then, if you're a driver, you can then become, instead of a driver, you could just become an operator who literally hops in, pushes a button, and drives, and just sits down. Or you could maybe become, if you're a truck mechanic, but also a driver, you could possibly go through a bunch of training for your mechanic, for that type of mechanic. Or but it's also helping with a whole bunch of construction workers, because they're getting jobs for building the certain roads and lanes, and then the whole depots and everything. And then there's just more opportunities for jobs for everyone. But then there's just so much stuff that you're losing at the same time, like the time, the money, you just so much stuff. So what I'm saying is right now, I don't think that we should even try investing into self-driving trucks for the transportation of goods and, well, goods, not just not people and goods, but goods. And just hold off on that for now until someone finds a way to full-on blow up the whole way of how I'm currently thinking. Because that is just my opinion right now of how it works, of what I think that we should do for this. The thinking of it through a logical state of mind is that it's just going to be way too complicated for everything to work. So, yep. So this is where I'm going to end off here. That is about the end of this current episode of me talking about completely random stuff that I think of off the top of my head. So, yeah. And if you like it, just do whatever the thing you're supposed to do to like it. And then if you have anything to tell me, if you want me to talk about any other things that you think I should talk about, explain. I'm okay at explaining stuff. I could do a bunch of research and explain about stuff. If you need any explanations, I know a bunch about trucks, planes, and, well, oddly enough, European road laws. Because that's just who I am. That's the stuff I like, and I do. So, yeah, if you need anything for me to do, explain, talk about my opinion on, or if you just sort of just want to say hi or anything, just see if there's a way you can comment on this and just do a whole bunch of different stuff. So, yep, I would like to say thank you for listening to my podcast of me explaining random stuff that come off the top of my head, and just sort of, if you liked it, like it, and just do the whole that stuff that I said before. So, yep, this is me. My name is Aiden, if I completely forgot to say that before. And I'm saying goodbye, internet, because I'm lonely. Goodbye.